Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew. Okay, and out into the rain. And that was Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters in their film Studio 666. And Studio 666 really isn't, I don't think, a horror movie. It's more of a mystery. I mean, it's a mystery to who exactly this movie's for. I'm sure Foo Fighters fans would dig it, but to be honest, I think this horror is going to sink faster than the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. I mean, in that movie's defense, that had some killer animation for the time. However, Studio 666 is drowning in homages for all that went before it. Okay, so let's get to the plot. Foo Fighters need to record a 10th album, and their label boss has sent them off to some creepy house which is steeped in murder, death, and paranormal goings-on. And guess what? Murder, death, and paranormal goings-ons ensue. I mean, from its very first opening moments, from its initial sub-bass frequencies that hit you, there's a song that mustn't be finished, otherwise it will bring forth an age of darkness and eternal damnation. And stuff. And then Dave Grohl gets to be a possessed conduit for the house, as if channeling Jack Nicholson in The Shining. And there's gross-out humour as per the Farrelly Brothers meets occasional Spinal Tap-like in-jokes. But unfortunately, where the Pearl Jam high fives fall flat is in its homage payments. I mean, there's plenty of Exorcist and etc. references, and they've even got John Carpenter on the mixing decks. But in the end, Studio 666 just isn't scary enough to be gross and isn't funny enough to land enough killer jokes. I mean, Studio 666 is well made, it's competently shot and edited and lit, and it's a film you can smile at, but not much more. I think where it wanted to be some kind of monster, the band's friction plays to an estranged beat and the narrative strokes play to an equally predictable rhythm. I mean, I really like the AC/DC reference in the finale, and there's a handful of decent cameos that will probably make you chuckle. But honestly, be afraid. Be very afraid. Because where there's a book of dead human skin, there's always a sequel. And that is about as much as I want to say about that. If you're a Foo Fighters fan and you like horror that's not going to push any of your buttons, and you're okay with the fact that the band don't really play any songs per se until the end credits sequence, well then Studio 666 will be for you. Though saying that, I think you'll be totally safe at home or anywhere else by just waiting for this one on streaming. But there you go.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.